The Holiday Parks Uncover podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are
Holiday
Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk
and Jude.
Today we'd like to welcome to the show Elaine. Elaine, please share with us your story.
Well, thank you for letting me tell my story. My story relates to Moore Valley Country Park, which is owned by Prestige. So we viewed a caravan. It was so long ago now, and we explained to the salesman that although we really liked it, we wouldn't want to buy it, as we didn't want to go off in February because they made you get off the site for a period of time. He said this was not a problem, as 90% of the residents lived there. So even though you have to leave site, they were saying that you could kind of get around that. So we decided to go ahead and we got it in writing that the maximum amount of time we had to get off site was 2 weeks in February, so not the entire time, which is what the license with the council said. I'm sure a lot of the people listening are aware, but these places, even though they're holiday parks, they let people live on them kind of the whole year round, or they have to get off for just a month. A few months after we purchased it, however, I was called into the office and was told that we had to be off-site for the whole of February. So I showed them the paper and I showed that they Prestige had put it in writing. They weren't interested at all. So my husband and I went to a solicitor who said that the site was committing fraud. And although we had a very, very strong case for misrepresentation, it would cost us a lot of money to fight it. Long story short, the owners, Prestige, found out that we'd been to a solicitor. So as you can imagine, that's when the bullying started. At the beginning of September 2024, we received an email telling us that we were being evicted and had 28 days to get out. They listed three reasons. One being that one night we had two cars parked outside our van and we were only allowed one. The second reason was the lady Emma, who works in the office, told Stuart, which is my partner, as he got home from work, that he had to move his car as a caravan was being delivered. Stuart asked where he could park and she said it was not her problem. She's very dismissive, very rude. In the email, she said it was abusive, but all he did was ask her and he didn't even swear. So they were blaming him for being abusive in that situation, which is a complete lie. And the third reason was that one night when Stuart was taking our little dog out for a walk, the next door neighbour's wife was driving so fast that she almost knocked them over. Stuart said to the lady's husband that she needed to slow down, and they took a lot of offence at this and they reported it to the office. And that was kind of the nail in the coffin, really, the final nail in the coffin. And Prestige jumped on that. One of our neighbours witnessed the speeding and he came to see if Stuart was okay because he thought he'd been hit. I phoned Brian Roberts, who was an accountant at Prestige and who had sent us the eviction email, and told him it was nonsense and that we had a witness, but he was extremely aggressive. He wouldn't let me speak. In truth, I wish I kept that part in writing, but yeah, we got evicted and we lost the van. We lost not just the van, we lost our life savings of $95,000. Emotionally, we were both suicidal. We went to the doctors and the doctor gave us medication and he arranged some counselling for us. And the situation today is we now live in rented accommodation that we can barely afford and we've lost everything. With Prestige and a lot of sites, there is a lot of bullying goes on at the parks and the residents are scared to say anything. So they kind of put up with it. They're living there against the law, I guess. It's against the site licences, but the park kind of have control over them because they've sold it to them under the premise that, no, you can live on site. And the whole thing is just a scam. It's built on a house of cards. They wouldn't buy our van back and said they'd charge us £50 a day to store it or we could give it to them. We managed to find someone to take it away, which shocked them, but it was for no money at all. So, like many others on your show that I've listened to, we are, again, people that purchased something, were told one thing, had one thing in writing. The park prestige did what? The opposite. And we didn't have enough money to fight it. The legal system wasn't there for us. And as a result, we lost everything.
Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.